If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, as always. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And I'd like to start this episode, Sheikh Javid, with this question. You know, we started, in fact, in a few episodes backward, talking about the rules of prayer and Friday prayer congregation. And you also mentioned some of the conditions that needed to be met, in fact, for any kind of prayer, not only that, but also the Friday prayer congregation.
Sure.
And one of them, for example, we talked about in the last episode was the distance, in fact, right? There is the limitation of one farsakh, as you mentioned, 4.5 kilometers, right? Between the two Friday congregation. But one of the other conditions, as you mentioned, in fact, in the previous episode, but we didn't go into detail about them, was about the time, as you said.
Yes.
How long can the Friday prayer be delayed?
Well, we know that there are two sermons which must be delivered by the Friday prayer leader.
Mm-hmm.
And these two sermons might take long time. You know, sometimes the sermons are lengthy, but it's not necessary to prolong the sermons. You know, and some Friday prayer leaders, you know, are in the habit of, you know, talking and giving long speeches, and this will take mu'minin a lot of time. And some, you know, begin to start, you know, doubting whether the time has passed or not, you know, because the sermons have to be given in at noon time when the sun starts declining towards the west, and that's the time which is usually called Zawal. Okay, the sermons are part of the Friday prayers, and those must be offered in proper sequence, one after another. And when the sermons are delivered, then the Friday prayers have to be held. And therefore, it is important that the Friday prayer is not delayed. If there is a delay, it should not be excessive. For example, if there is a delay of 45 minutes, there is no problem. But if it's more than that, mm-hmm. if the delay is more than, let's say, 45 minutes or 1 hour, then, of course, it will be necessary for the Muslims, for mu'mineen, to offer the Zuhr prayer, mm-hmm. because in that case, the Friday prayer is very much likely that it may not be sufficient for Zuhr. So Zuhr prayer has to be offered as a measure of precaution.
Mm-hmm, I see. Sheikh Javid, what is the Islamic law about offering the recommended prayers in congregation? As you can see, some people come to the mosque, in fact, and they would like to offer and perform some of the recommended prayers as well. So yeah. What is the Islamic law about it?
Well, it's absolutely forbidden, according to Shia, to offer any mustahab prayers in Jama'ah. Mm-hmm. In Jama'ah. And it has been prohibited and forbidden by according to, it is forbidden according to Shia teachings, according to the traditions and riwayat that we have received from the infallible imams. Of course,
mm-hmm.
You know, one of the, for example, mustahab prayers that are usually offered in Jama'ah by Sunni Muslims is Salat al-Taraweeh.
Right.
In the month of Ramadan, you know, there are 1,000 rakahs of mustahab prayers, which are also in the Shia Islam,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the Shia branch of there, it is recommended to offer as many as 1,000 rakahs of prayer. But no one from the religious authorities have ever said that we should offer those, you know, those 1,000 rakahs of prayer in Jama'ah. That's forbidden according to Shia, according to the Shia religious authorities, and based on the fatwa of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is wrong. It is not permissible to offer any mustahab prayers in Jama'ah.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker in the studio. We are talking about jurisprudential laws according to Ayatollah Khamenei about prayer and Friday prayer. Sheikh Javid, what is the Islamic law about a person, in fact, or a group of people who come to a mosque to offer prayers individually, while at the same time you see the prayer congregation, in fact, is being held?
You're right. So there is a congregational prayer in progress, and there are people who want to offer individual prayers.
Right.
Well, if this act is seen as something which weakens the congregational prayer or leads to kind of disrespect towards the imam or the prayer leader, or it amounts to a kind of insult to the prayer leader,
right,
who is considered just by the people, who is considered adil by the people, then according to Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, it is not, and it will not be permissible to offer individual prayers, you know, because it does have some kind of, you know, implication. And that is, when you start offering individual prayers, it means to some people it might be considered a kind of insult to the prayer leader.
Mm-hmm.
It might be considered a kind of insult to the ongoing congregational prayer. So that's why, if that is the case, and if that is what may be perceived by people, then it's necessary to avoid offering your prayers individually. It becomes haram to offer prayer because it's haram to insult the prayer leader.
Right.
And the prayer leader is considered as just, as adil, as someone whose character is unblemished. And you are signifying by offering your individual prayer that he is not, you know, just. That's not
but
correct.
But if there is no ill intention on the part of that individual coming to the mosque.
Sure. If that's not the case, then of course everybody can offer his own prayers, individual prayers.
Yes.
You can offer prayers at a corner of the mosque. Other people can also do the same.
Right.
And usually it's not the case, you know. Some people are in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to, for example, catch up with something in their daily activities.
Yes.
So they usually offer their prayers individually. The congregational prayer takes a long time, and people may not, you know, make mm-hmm. time to offer it.
As I can recall, Sheikh Javid, you talked about some of the conditions to be met by, the personalities and attributes held by the prayer leader or imam. And one of them was justice, right?
Yes, you're right.
And if one of the prayer leaders or imams, in fact, makes a joke,
yes,
which is somehow inappropriate or considered as inapt, you know, as for a scholar of Islam, does his justice become void?
Well, we should see understand that joking per se is not haram, you know. You can joke as long as it does not contravene Islamic mm-hmm. law,
right,
as long as it does not go against Islamic Sharia, as long as it does not amount to insulting or backbiting or does not lead to such thing,
right,
then there's no problem, and it does not have any negative effect on it does not have any effect on someone being just, on the justice
mm-hmm.
of someone. So obviously, joking does not take a person out of justice.
Mm-hmm.
He will remain just.
All right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Thank you for listening to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareem.
محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن.